This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Thursday, what a Thursday it is going to be. We're going to talk about getting what you deserve. How should you feel about the Cultural Revolution? That's going to be a big theme on the show tonight, and we will dig into that. Yes, we are going to talk about the latest disastrous economic numbers. I don't mean to laugh, but what else can we do at this point in time? It's bad. We'll talk about that, yes. There's a new poll out, and it shows the majority of Americans support mass deportation. We're probably good then, right? No, we're not good at all. We'll talk about that. Emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. And do not forget that tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. All 3 hours we dedicate to you. Answering the questions you email in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. You want your question read on the air? Send us an email. Doesn't have to be political. Send it in and we'll have some fun tomorrow. Now, let's begin here. Because I have a million different places I could go. On a day like today, where do you begin? Do you start with the Trump trial in New York? Do you start with the economic news? This was CNBC.
GDP, first look, first quarter, a disappointment, 1.6%. We're looking for a number almost a full percentage point higher. 1.6, the weakest growth on a quarterly basis going back to the second quarter of 22 when it was negative, minus 0.6%.
I'm just going to pause for a moment. I'm going to interrupt them a couple times. We're not going to go off on this right now. I'll go off on this later. But did you hear what he just said? That's the worst quarter for economic growth in over 20 years. Anyway, I'll let him continue.
If we look at the price index, it's higher.
You know what? That's too depressing. Let's talk about something great. We'll get back to him later. Hey, Jesse, if our country doesn't get control of this protest outrage, I'm afraid we're heading for another Kent State University situation, only much worse. If this keeps up, you know it will only keep escalating until someone does something stupid, then bad things happen. I was U.S. Air Force in Vietnam during that ordeal. Keep up the good work. I enjoy your radio program every night. Okay, let's discuss that because I see a lot of that today. In fact, you have a bunch of questions about that and concerns about what's happening right now. Now, maybe you've been out and about all day, not paying attention to the news. Maybe you've been kind of checked out all week. So let's just briefly recap what's happening right now. On university campuses across the country, we are seeing communist protests. These ones, they're all claiming to be pro-Palestine, pro-Hamas, kill all the Jews. But remember, you never believe the labels. Okay, so that's obviously, in a country that's normal, that's not ideal. But let's go a little bit further. These protests, they're not being stomped out. They're expanding. You know, it was Columbia. It was NYU. Of course, New York City would be the epicenter for all this commie filth. Yesterday, it was the University of Texas. It's all over California. They're not slowing down. They're ramping up. Okay. All right. So university campuses turning into gigantic protests. People are mad, throwing things, yelling, go Palestine, kill all the Jews. You know, it's all the uncomfortable, terrible stuff we don't like to talk about. Okay. All right. So maybe that makes you uncomfortable. Maybe it does. First of all, let's understand one basic thing that's going on. And people are already writing articles about this. I don't need to go into the details. Remember, always remember, the protests you see in this country, the left-wing protests you've always seen, always, back to the 60s, before then, but Occupy Wall Street, the St. George Floyd ones, the anti-Trump, doesn't matter what the protests are, Many of them, most of them are bankrolled. They are paid for and organized. When the Antifa street animals and the Black Lives Matter street animals were burning down the country after St. George Floyd died of a drug overdose, they were doing so with the help of bricks. How did they get these bricks? Pallets of bricks magically began appearing in the cities where the protests were happening. They caught a bunch of Antifa people, I believe it was in Idaho, renting Mercedes vans. Do you think those turds you see on TV can afford to rent a Mercedes van? When's the last time you rented a car at all? It costs a fortune to rent a car now. It costs you $100 a day to pull away with a Toyota Corolla that's going to break down in 5 minutes. So understand that a lot of this is organized. But understand the bigger thing that's going on. It has nothing to do with Israel, Jews, and Muslims, and Palestinians, whatever. That's not an issue that is actually the issue that's happening in America. What's happening in America is a cultural revolution. Now, let's do just a brief history explainer, because it will help everyone understand what we're seeing, because we have to figure out, what do we think about these protests? Oh my gosh, they even attacked the Fashion Institute in New York today. Oh my gosh, it's expanding. What do we do? Okay, so what was the Cultural Revolution? Mao, you know who Mao was, obviously. I'm not going to insult your intelligence. Communist dictator. He takes over 1949, if I remember right. 1949, he finally defeats the nationalists. He defeats Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalists, and the commies take over China. Mao proceeds to murder about 40, 50 million of his countrymen because he's a communist, and that's really what they do. But Mao's Great Leap Forward program, that's really what starved all those tens of millions of Chinese people to death, his Great Leap Forward program. There were people inside of China looking around at mass death and saying, man, this is not good. This didn't work. Hey, Mao, buddy, this is bad. It's bad. Mao began to fall out of favor with the Communist Party that ruled China. He was not an all-powerful dictator in the very beginning. Yes, he was in charge. He was not this all-powerful Lord High Commander that he was in the end. In fact, after about 16, 17 years of this failure, Mao was kind of on the outs. People were feeling more comfortable speaking out against him. He was developing enemies within the Communist Party. People were trying to move him around that seat at the table. And Mao realized he needed to do something. Mao needed his enemies purged. He needed them murdered. He needed them arrested. If he couldn't have either of those two things, in the very least, he needed them so intimidated that they would flee the country or shut up or at least go along with what he wanted. And so what did Mao do? Who did he use? Mao understood what communists have always understood, from Lenin to Mao to Pol Pot to the United States of America's communists today. Young people, high school, and more specifically college age students. We like to look at them as some pink haired lost freaks with weak wrists, and that may be the case. That's how you look at them, though. Mao saw a standing army. He understood that young people, their brains aren't fully developed. They don't have full control of their emotions yet. They're easy to manipulate. They want to be part of a group. They just want to be part of something, part of a cause. And you can take gigantic groups of weak-wristed young people and use them as a murder army to enforce your cause, to push your cause forward. He started handing out what was called the Little Red Book. You can go look it up today. The Little Red Book. You can see pictures of students waving it all over the place. If you read it, I've read it. It's really dumb. Like, I honestly thought it would be profound, in some way profound, not that I would agree with anything in it, but wow, to whip that many people up in a frenzy over it, this thing must be amazing. It's really just a bunch of crap, bunch of commie gobbledygook crap. But it was a rallying cry for the young people in China. What happened from there? From there, the elite communist scum like Mao whipped the street communist scum, the students, whipped them up into a murderous frenzy, and he pointed their anger towards anyone and everyone who might speak out against him. If you were one of Mao's political rivals, Mao wasn't going to show up at your door and shoot you in the face. He didn't have to. All he had to do was have one of his people give your name out to an angry group of young men, college students in the area. And that night, you'll be awakened to windows smashing as a group of 20 college-age Chinese men break into your home and beat you and your wife to death with baseball bats. And that was the Cultural Revolution. His political opponents, teachers, authors, anybody who might pose a threat to him, the elite communist scum whipped up and organized the street communist scum to go murder on his behalf. And it was insanely successful. Now let's talk about what we're seeing in America and how you should feel about it as all these protests and riots pick up and the violence gets crazy. Before we get to any of that, I know what you're probably thinking right now. Jesse, this hurts. This hurts to watch my country go through this. I ache and I sympathize with that. I know that you ache. And that's why I talk to you about Relief Factor. It's drug-free. What, Chris? It's drug-free. The aches and pains you have in your neck, your back, your joints, your muscles, even your heart. All natural Relief Factor can help support your body's natural response to inflammation so you don't torch your kidneys on the way to pain relief. If you have pain, aches in your body, call 1-800-4-RELIEF and get a 3-week quick start kit, all right? Or go to relieffactor.com. 1-800-4-RELIEF or relieffactor.com. We'll bring that back to America next.
Missed out? Catch up. JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. We're going over a little cultural revolution, what's happening on campuses in blue cities across the country right now, how you should feel about it, how I feel about it. And we were just talking about Mao's cultural revolution and how he weaponized the young people in the country and aimed their anger at his political enemies. Now, what's happening in America today? It's the exact same thing. Remember, the elite communist scum at the top in this country, they have spent decades. This isn't some recent thing. It's not Joe Biden. They have spent decades telling young people in this country, America sucks. America's evil. Anyone with traditional values sucks. This country's racist. It's misogynist. It's decade after decade after decade. I'm talking about college professors, media newsrooms, Democrat politicians, Hollywood, you name the institution, they have spent decades nurturing this poisonous street communist revolution in this country. And they nurtured this revolution for a reason, because it has been, and frankly still is, politically beneficial to them. So when St. George Floyd dies of a drug overdose in Minneapolis, and it happens to be an election year, and you're a Democrat, you're a communist, you understand that anarchy, chaos, angst, anxiety, these are things that aid you. They don't aid the more traditional right. They aid you. They aid the people who seek power. So you flip on the light switch and you put America to the torch, understanding that in a roundabout way, it makes Trump look bad because he's the sitting president at the time. Now, let me clarify something. Save me your stupid email that said, it wasn't Trump's fault. It's not what I said, is it? I know that. But when he's the guy in charge and you turn on the street animals, it makes him look bad to the low infos. It helped you. Street activism has been helping Democrats. It's been helping communists in this country for the longest time. The guy who wrote that email was a Vietnam vet. And I don't even like how we conducted the war in Vietnam. We totally cheated our guys who went over there. But still, the subversive movement back home is part of what kneecapped Vietnam. It was understood. It's still understood. That kind of street activism does matter. It is powerful. They've been aiming these people at you for ages. When they want a pregnancy center firebombed, they put out the word. It gets firebombed. When they want a Supreme Court justice assassinated, Chuck Schumer gets up, says, Brett Kavanaugh, you're going to reap the whirlwind. 5 minutes later, an assassin flies from California with the intention of killing him. The orders are given by the elites. The orders are followed by the streets. And that brings us to where we are today. These protests. This guy was concerned, understandably, about another Kent State situation. National Guard shows up. Things get a little bit out of control. The shooting starts, and soon people are laying dead. And I share his, I don't know if you want to call it pessimism, that that's where this is going. People are going to die in these street demonstrations this year. They will. No question about it. Maybe someone's dying as we speak. They just will. When you have mass mobs of people mentally ill, drugs, mass mobs of people already make people dumb anyway, throw in the communist activism, throw in all the agitation, that you've created a situation where something bad can happen, where something deadly can happen. But why do you care? Let me clarify. Human life does matter. And I don't want anyone to die. And I hope you don't want anyone to die. But what I mean when I say, why do you care? I woke up today and I saw that NYU and Columbia's campus in New York City, they're overrun. They're overrun. The protests are bad. It's really, really bad. They're going to online classes. Everything's bad. Columbia looks bad. NYU looks bad. The protests look bad. They even raided the Fashion Institute in New York today. Another commie-supporting dump. Why would I care? And I know that sounds cold, but the street communists are turning on the exact institutions that created them. Why would I care? Why would I step in to help? Well, Jesse, we need universities. No, I agree. Yes, I agree. We need a higher education system. We need that institution to be strong so it can produce really intelligent, forward-thinking people, leaders who will lead our government, lead our business world, lead our charitable world. Yes, I agree with you. We need a robust, outstanding higher education system in this country like we've had for decades, And I agree with you, but that's not what we have. What we have is a brain tumor called the university system in this country. The street animals aren't burning down my neighborhood. They're burning down Columbia. Why would I care? I'll tell you what, we'll expand on that just a little bit. Back to what we were talking about the pregnancy centers. Remember this. Remember that pregnancy centers have been under physical attack now since the street animals have been turned on them. This is a real problem all over the place. Buffalo, New York, I mean, honestly, across the country. And preborn has been attacked relentlessly. Why? Because preborn sets up their pregnancy centers in the highest abortion areas in the country. Preborn goes into the belly of the beast trying to save these women and save their babies. When you support preborn, you're supporting somebody who walked into hell to try to save lives. You give them $28, you're buying an ultrasound for that woman. And she'll choose life when she hears that heartbeat. Shoot, you give them $5,000, you fund the entire network for a day. It's all tax deductible. Give them whatever you want. Go to preborn.com/Jesse and give. preborn.com/Jesse. Sponsored by Preborn.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Remember, you need to send in your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for tomorrow. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. We're going to get to the economic news and this poll that's out showing America is warming to mass deportations. We're just talking about these protests and they're expanding. And what do we think about? How should we feel about it? I have all kinds of questions, all kinds of concerns for it here. Jesse, am I the only one noticing that the punch a Nazi protesters have inexplicably become the from the river to the sea anti-Semitic people now? What a reversal that is. They truly are the useful idiots. I'm sure you and your infinite insight saw this. Said his name is Brian, and he also hablas just like
Buenas
me.
Buenas tardes.
Now, I never thought the protesters were somehow involved or interested in some kind of conflict in Israel and Hamas and Hezbollah. I never, as soon as they broke out, I never thought it was about Jews or Muslims or Palestine or Israel. I never thought that at all, because I understand that we have street communists in the country who have many, many, many different wardrobes, many different wardrobes. You go to your closet. I go to my closet. What do I have? I have about the 7 shirts I wear and 3 pairs of shoes. The American street communist goes to his closet. He's got the pink shirt when he's got to go out and act like he's one of the feminists. He's got the pink feather boa when he has to do the LGBTQ rally. He's got the, you know, hemp skirt when he's got to go pretend to care about climate change. He's got the Black Lives Matter shirt when it happens. He has that stupid looking Hamas face wrap thing when he has to go out and hate on Jews. He's the same person. He doesn't care about any of it. He cares about burning everything down. Now, don't get me wrong. He believes that burning everything down is valuable. And it is bad for the country, don't get me wrong, that we allow street animals all over the place. But what's actually worse for the country than the street animals is having a higher education system teaching people to hate the country. That's what we have. What's worse for the country is having a media teaching people to hate the country. That's what we have. What's worse for the country is to have one of the 2 political parties based exclusively now on America hatred. That's what we have. And so if those groups are going to begin fighting for a while and eating each other, why would I care? Well, Jesse, what about the kids on Columbia University's campus? Why is your kid on Columbia University's campus? If I went out to the mail today and I found out James, my oldest, had applied to Columbia behind my back, don't worry, he didn't, but I found out he did, and I found an acceptance letter to Harvard, Columbia, Yale, Stanford for my oldest boy, James, I would take the letter. I wouldn't even throw it away. I would burn it first for fear that he might accidentally find it in the trash can. And then I would scatter the ashes in the Pacific Ocean. That's how much I would never allow my child to attend one of these evil communist institutions ever in a million years. Oh, but Aiden, Jaden, and Braden don't feel safe on NYU's campus, because they're not freaking safe on NYU's campus. Not from the dirty street commies and not from the elite commies who are teaching them to hate you, to hate your country, to hate themselves. They're not safe. And you know what? They weren't safe before a bunch of Palestinian protesters popped up there. These organizations are poison. They are evil organizations. So if the dirty street animals happen to be going at the elite universities, why am I supposed to give a crap? Forget, it's beyond me not caring. I'm cheering. I think it's fantastic. Oh, wow. Trouble at NYU? Man, that's a real shame. That's just too bad. Oh, is the reputation of Harvard going down? Oh, that's too bad. Oh, I feel terrible. Look, we need elite universities. We do. We do. We need them. We don't have them, though. And we must get back to being a country that has them. And we really do need them. And I know, look, it's not going to apply to me. I'm an idiot. I couldn't even get in any of these places. It's not going to apply to me. But I, stupid white trash Jesse, I understand the importance of having higher institutions that produce sharp individuals, leaders, patriots. That is important for a country. We really do. I can't believe I'm saying this. I hate myself for it. We really do need a Harvard. We do. We need Columbia. But we need it to be something it's not. We need Columbia to accept only the best, only the brightest, only the people who ace the SAT, even if they're all Asian. We need these universities to take these people in and teach them how to be better patriots, teach them how to think, how to innovate, how to lead a company, a government. We need great men. Great men move nations forward, and great men are oftentimes produced by the nation's institutions, whether it's your military institutions, your education institutions, your scientific institutions, whatever the institutions happen to be, they need to produce great men. I want a country like that. You want a country like that, but that's not the country we have. What I want, what you want means nothing. You know that old saying? I'll say it a little nicer than my dad used to say it. Wish in one hand and crap in the other and see which one fills up first. Yeah, I wish we had that country. We don't. Our university system is the most destructive force in the United States of America today. And the most practical, straightforward thing you could do if you wanted to save this country, you would take not the bottom 50, the top 50 universities of this country, and you would empty out the campus, fire every employee, run the students off the campus, empty the buildings, and demo every single building there. And that would move this country forward in ways you can't even imagine. One of the things that I had to do a bunch of, and I had a lot of help from my co-author, Nick Rizzuto, but you know, I wrote that book, The Anti-Communist Manifesto. And no, I'm not trying to sell you the book, right? I'm glad you liked it, but I'm not trying to sell you that. But my co-author who put in so much work on it is Nick Rizzuto. And what so much of the work he did was so much of the research and the stats and the old stuff. And when we were going through the university system, what it was and what it has turned into, I knew colleges were bad in this country. It was stunning how evil these organizations are. They really are organizations from top to bottom, administration, professors, students that are dedicated to hating this country, to burning it down. So today, tomorrow, we wake up and we see a bunch of street animals occupying the quad, and the faculty has helped them shut down the campus, and they're doing all the stupid things they do with the chanting and the dances and the everything else. Why would I care? Here's a headline. Anti-Israel protesters planning to shut down the White House Correspondents' Dinner on Saturday. Oh, are those dirty street communists? Are they going to make your little Democrat correspondence dinner? Are they going to make it uncomfortable? Oh, that's too bad, guys. Man, I'll tell you, my heart's breaking. I'm rooting for them. I might send them some food. I think it's hilarious. Hey, Chris, Michael, let's send them some pizzas. We'll send them some pizzas. Yeah, no, the White House correspondence dinner. That's super evil. Communists have to be forced to live with their communism. And this cultural revolution is bad, and I don't celebrate it, but the only part of it we can enjoy is watching them eat each other. And I intend to enjoy every single second of it. That's just me, though. Also, let's do remember this. I am going to get to this. I've been kind of avoiding it because it's not very good.
GDP, first look. First quarter, a disappointment, 1.6%. We're looking for a number almost a full percentage point higher. 1.6, the weakest growth on a quarterly basis going back to the second quarter of 22 when it was negative, minus 0.6%. If we look at the price index, it's higher, 3.1%. We're expecting 3%. In the rearview mirror, 1.6%. Moving in the wrong direction, this comps to the third quarter.
Have you called Oxford Gold Group yet? There will be no rate cuts. The rates will go up. Inflation will continue to get worse. And the economy is slowing to a crawl. The time to make plans and preparations is now. Not after the bubble pops. Now. Oxford Gold Group will help you. Call 833-995-GOLD and let them help you. They'll get gold or silver in your hands. They'll get it in your retirement. Just let them help you. 833-995-GOLD. We'll be back.
Get the cure for rhinos. Weekdays with the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, iTunes. Yeah, don't ask me to step in and save New York City, because New York City's getting the fruits of what it's planted. The sowing is so much fun. We're a sanctuary city. We're a liberal city. We do whatever. Black Lives Matter. Woohoo! Oh my gosh, these protesters are out of control. Yeah, the reaping. Just not near as much fun as the sowing, is it? Never been as much fun. Right here, affluent Blue County. This one's actually out of Virginia. Affluent Blue County, twice released illegal immigrant charged with child sex crimes, ICE says. This Blue County, Fairfax County, Virginia, kept turning some turd loose, and now he's abusing children. This is happening in blue areas across the country. The illegals know they get off scot-free in these blue areas, then they stay in the blue areas, and they pillage the blue areas. You get what you get. You get what you get. And remember this. You know what's wild? I want you to pause and think about this for a moment. Everything you see right now, just take it all in. You have an open border. You have these universities going to crap. Crime through the roof, murder, rape, robbery, all these things going up through the roof in the cities. Now, I want you to think about this. Wrap your mind around this. Yeah, there are some people complaining on the bottom. You know, you'll have some black lady in New York City. They took over our rec center. I'm really mad about it. You'll have that. You know, you'll have the occasional thing there, but not one major Democrat in the United States of America has suggested significant changes on their immigration policy. Think about that for a moment. This is very likely going to cost Joe Biden his seat in the White House. If he loses in November, it will be this issue, an open border. And they know that. They know how it pulls. And yet, they haven't changed a single thing. What does that tell you? These university campuses. Oh my gosh, it's so bad at Columbia here. These university campuses have nurtured street communism for decades. Now street communism is tearing them apart. Have you seen a single university? Oh, I know they're complaining. They don't like the students. They don't like the this, the. Have you seen a single administrator at this university, at any university, get up and say, wow, you know what? Whew. I've been thinking about it in the politics we've been pushing for decades at this university. It really has created this hateful, poisonous culture. And I'll tell you what, we're changing things here. We're going to stop hiring only Democrats. We're going to start showing a lot more viewpoints here on this campus. We've thought about what we've nurtured for decades, and man, we're ashamed, and we're going to turn things around. Have you seen one person say it? Nope. The best you've seen, the most you've seen, if you've seen a professor here or a student there go on television and say, hey, as a Jewish person, I think this is really bad. I don't feel safe on campus. Not one major Democrat, not one administrator, not one professor has stepped up and said, oh my gosh, we did this to ourselves. We have to totally change the culture here. This communism was a bad idea. We have to change direct. Not one has done it. Not one. And you want me to what? Care? Why would I care? You've been an alcoholic for 50 years. Now you're coming to me and you're telling me, Jesse, I've got this liver disease, and I think it was all the vodka. But you know what? I'm switching to whiskey. I'm going to drink whiskey now instead. Hey, Jesse, don't you feel bad for me? No! No, I don't! Not even a little bit! Ah, but Jesse, I don't feel safe. Too bad, so sad. Pack up and leave. Sorry. There were exactly zero violent protests in my town today. Doesn't look that way in your town? Huh. Wonder what the deal is. Jesse, I'm a teacher in Tallahassee. I would normally not suggest something so horrific. Why can't we take the horrifying things that happened to the Jewish people via video, hang a sheet, and show the students what it is? She's talking about showing the students all the rape and all that other stuff that happened. She's talking about the attack in Israel on October 7th. Why can't we just show the students? And I understand your sentiment. I do. But I would suggest this. And I'm really not trying to be mean. I'm really not. I would suggest that maybe you don't understand what you're dealing with here. You don't understand how anti-human communists are. And, yeah, Chris, go ahead and grab it. You don't understand the level of brainwashing these people have gone through. The communist is brainwashed. You could show him all the videos of anything in the world. You could show him the border. You could show him babies dying. You could show him whatever it may be. It wouldn't move him at all because he's demoralized.
Thanks to lack of moral standards. As I mentioned before, exposure to true information does not matter anymore. A person who was demoralized is unable to assess true information. The facts tell nothing to him. Even if I shower him with information, with authentic proof, with documents, with pictures, even if I take him by force to the Soviet Union and show him concentration camp, he will refuse to believe it.
We constantly tell ourselves that we can talk the communist out of his communism if we just show him, why do you think it is that you get in an argument with liberal Aunt Peggy about What's another issue? Totally. Guns. Guns is a great one. You get in an argument with liberal Aunt Peggy about guns. You're armed with all the facts about how armed neighborhoods, armed people are safer. There's actually less violent crime. Virtually all the murder in America happens in big cities with gun laws. All the stats, all the facts, all the stuff you've heard on talk radio for ages, all the stuff you know. And you explain all these facts to liberal Aunt Peggy, and it doesn't move her even an inch. Why do you think that is? We think we can show these people the truth and they will wake up because we don't understand that we're dealing with anti-humans. We're dealing with something else entirely. All right. We have to deal with two things ourselves. We have to deal with the spending stuff, all the economic news from today, and we have to deal with this new poll about mass deportation. Before we deal with that, we have to deal with your real estate portfolio. Jesse, I don't have a real estate portfolio. I'm not made of money. Yeah, and I know. That's what Done For You Real Estate's for. It's for people who aren't made of money. Done For You Real Estate, what they do is this. You get a hold of them. They find out your situation. And from there, they find the best properties in the top markets in the country. They vet them. They'll get the financing. They even handle the closing paperwork. They handle the rental process. They handle everything for you. You, normal person, will have a rental house. It'll bring in some income. It'll turn into 2, 5. One day you have 10 and you retire because of Done For You Real Estate. It's happened many times. Get a hold of them and find out what they'll do for you. They have changed lives.
Changing people's lives.
Go to doneforyoujesse.com and let them help you. Family business. Wonderful people. DoneForYouJesse.com. All right? All right. This poll shows Americans want mass deportation. Wow, that's great. Hang on.
Getting quality employees to fill positions in your company is essential. But finding those people can be a major hassle. Unless you use ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter makes finding quality people a breeze. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. With ZipRecruiter, one click sends your job to hundreds of top job sites. But more than that, ZipRecruiter...
This is an iHeart podcast.